Perfect. Always another cup of coffee, Tethys. Usually what happens is I have like 2 hours of space meetings before we even get to the fireside. And then the meta show Saturday is my biggest space work day, I guess you'd say. And then usually partying Saturday Night Swarm when I have the bandwidth for that in the evening too. So clubbing in place. Yeah, we are on time today. It's funny because we obviously we sounded the horn, right? Shit's real. Things are pretty fucking crazy. And, you know, this is the first, like, for some people that are coming back, like, they come from an era where we didn't even do Fireside Chats. And so, like, for people who are completely like, what the fuck is this thing? I think it was after the Casino War, maybe a little bit before, at some point in the Dark Ages, we started doing Fireside Chats because we wanted to make sure that people had a chance to do, like, basically, ask me what the fuck in Elysium if there's things that are like wrong in the org, and then we can like fix things, or just generally like it's a chance for people to figure out what the fuck is going on. So that's why we do these things. We usually do these at around this time every Saturday, but usually during the course of this war we've often had to delay firesides until after the meta show or stuff like that based upon the facts on the ground. Firesides are always secondary to military necessity, but here we are. So, yeah, obviously the sounding the horn has worked out pretty fucking crazy. It's only really just getting started because goon rushes take time. But already we've had hundreds of people come back. And the Something Awful thread is like the most active it's been in fucking forever. And it's really cool. So, like, even if we somehow lose this war, which I don't think we're going to do, but even if we did, I'm just delighted to have the fucking gang back together. But I don't need to look for silver linings or any of that shit because things are militarily going pretty fucking well. And we're gonna sort of give people a broad overview about what's happening, what you can expect, and what the bads are trying. So let's start with that. The biggest change, you know, obviously we sound the Horn of Gundor. That was kind of funny because our enemies have been spending a lot of time talking about how we're broke. Obviously, we're not broke, and that was even before we sounded the horn, and Mina and Pacano popped up and started throwing assets at us, which is super fucking cool. Serious goon hero shit. So that didn't really work out very well for them. Goons are broke, goons are broke, goons are broke. Oh, wait, obviously we're not. We weren't broke in the first place, even when we, like, before we sounded the horn. I don't know why Vili was going for that particular line, but it's kind of hard to spend weeks talking about how we are broke and on the edge of bankruptcy, and then, you know, screenshots are going around of, you know, trillions of ISK and stuff. So that's kind of funny. But in terms of what's actually happening with the military, if you came back... And in the Horn of Gundor, I mentioned that, like, you know, we've, like, lost Fountain and they're at the Gates of Delve and stuff like that. It might be a little weird to, like, look at the map of Fountain and see that we've already, like, retaken, like, more than half of it or whatever. That's not, like, a serious, oh my god, we're going to be resettling Fountain anytime soon. But the bad guys withdrew and just sort of assumed that we were beaten. So Initiative and crew, like, took back most of it, and high fives all around. Like, it's just kind of like, whatever, fuck you, eat my ass. But the main thing is that the bad guys have two major staging systems. They're in Kyra or Malin. They are positioning themselves to be putting pressure on North Aquarius. We saw that yesterday. They did a big, like, hey, it's our first big invasion day thing. And they ran around and, like, blew up some iHubs Aquarius. I want people to understand, if you are new or just coming back or what have you, especially if you come back from a SOV system before what we call Fozzy SOV fucking sucks ass. We have figured out ways around that, like our group GSFOE, which is our Goonswarm offensive hacking organization. If you were around a few years ago, Fozzy SOV is not as bad as it used to be. They've tweaked a few things to make it a little bit less shit. But in this war, I do expect us to lose more hubs. Most of the serious fighting is going to be taking place on our citadels, right? Like, our goal as an organization is to bait the enemy into putting their titans on one of our keepstars again. But this time, we're actually in a place where we can use our caps against them and then to kill their supers and laugh about it. That's the plan. It's pretty simple. I've said it very openly, but I want people on board with that. So if you do see SOV going away or being retaken or something, you're not going to go, like, cry yourself to sleep about it. So, I really can't complain. Like, it's interesting because, like, this is one of those things where I don't want to project too much strength, because if we project too much strength in terms of, like, me herfing blurfs and running around and going, oh my god, we've totally got this, guys, I don't want people to, like, take this war not seriously, and I also don't want to scare the bad guys off to the point that they don't actually put their shit on our keep stars. If they do not, like, if they get together and they decide that they don't want to actually, like, do this war, or they're going to, like, have, you know, run off in the other direction, we're going to slit Legacy's throat. Like, we're just, the moment that there is a significant reduction in pressure on us, we take it out of Legacy's hide. So if you have resubbed for an amazing invasion and you are sitting there wondering what happens if the enemy fails to invade, we will be taking it out on Legacy, right? Like, and this is obvious. We've talked about that before, but I just want to reiterate that. So, like, if you're sitting there and you're seeing tests in these guys and they're not delivering, or they're hesitating too much or whatever, don't worry, you're going to get your fucking war. This is only the beginning. Either we die and retreat back to NPC Delve and then continue fighting, or we win, and then it's pretty much just like after the Great War, guys, just like after the Casino War, it becomes a revenge rampage for the next little while, and I am looking forward to that. Let me check my notes. Okay, so there is a lot to go over here, and just to begin with, if somebody can dig up that Red Fett thread that Victor wrote and link it in Elysium, please. This is a very helpful compilation of, like, all of the shit that has changed in the stupid game over, like, the last 12 years or so. There are one of the challenges that we have in terms of the Horn of Gundor. So actually, here's the thing I want to say. You're going to hear a lot of questions on Fleet, and there is a type of joke that has always kind of annoyed me because it just sets the wrong kind of attitude, is if you hear somebody asking questions on Fleet, like, hey, how does this work? How does that work? What about this? What about that? The spy joke is the fucking dumbest thing, right? And if people don't know, especially if they're a newbie, if you hear somebody asking a question, or somebody who's come back for like 5 years and they're like, what the fuck is an ADC? And you're like, oh, I don't know, spy. I mean, I don't know why you do that, but whatever. I think that joke is dumb. I don't like hearing it. Don't call each other spies. We have an entire counterintelligence division dedicated to figuring that out. And I want the people that are coming back to the game after however many years to feel free to ask questions. And yes, I am actually a spy. So, you know, there you go. When it's obviously joking, it's not a really big deal. But, like, just don't be pointing fingers at each other. All right, but that's not like a don't do this or else. It's not like a regulation. I'm letting you know a pet peeve. I want you guys helping each other out, especially because we have many different generations of goons that have responded to the horn, right? We have people who haven't played in so long that, like, I mean, fuck, Two Beans came back and he was still in PR TAC after, you know, the fucking PR TAC hell camp, right? Like, like a decade or more. So some people are only a couple years old, rusty. Some people haven't played in fucking a decade. And we have a big challenge here, which is, I mean, look at this. It's a fireside chat. There's 1,000 people in the fucking fireside chat and Mumble. And we need to make sure that we get our people militarily up to speed so that they can provide as much value on the front line as fast as possible with a minimum of bullshit. So we linked the Victor thread. That is a really good resource. Another thing is, if you have the big question, which is what is the most important ship that I need to get in first as a returning veteran, there's no question, it's Dreadnoughts. This is the era of Dreadnought warfare in EVE Online, and one of the reasons why we have seen relatively few big Dreadnoughts, like, we have had a pretty decent number of Dreadnought fights, but one of the reasons why the enemy has been so cautious about putting their Titans anywhere near us is that resistances were nerfed relatively recently on the 10-year timescale of all ships, and that particularly impacted supercarriers and Titans. So it is very easy to trade Dreadnoughts for Titans, and we are very much looking forward to trading our Dreadnoughts for their Titans at the first opportunity we have. So if you're coming back and you're like, what the fuck? T2 Dreads in particular, usually the Revelation is the one we want people in. When we say T2 Dreads, yes, there are T2 Dreads, and there is, like, just a huge damage bonus when you go from T1 to T2 on Dread. So that's the thing. We have I wanted people to know about this. We are going to be doing a capital move op after this fireside. So I'm glad that there are more than 1,000 of you here, because we are getting all of our toys together and we are moving them from point A to point B right after this fireside. There will be pings going out, and there's never been a better time. So I'm not going to tell you where we're moving, obviously, but we are going to get together and do that. Should be fun. So yeah, we are about to be pivoting our forces to a place, and that will better enable us to murder zone these nerds. Another thing I want to talk about is a request for capital training up. Obviously, we would like to do a capital training op, especially if you've just come back and you're like, what the fuck is this fighter interface? I have no idea what's going on. Again, different eras of EVE have all come back to play EVE all at once, and we don't know who knows what. The logical thing to do would be to have a capital training op on CC. This is a thing that we started doing over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, is we would get together on the test server and have some FCs that want to learn how to use caps and teach everybody how to do it and whatever. Well, the only problem is that CC's down. So, like, we literally can't do that. But what we're going to do instead is probably get people together and have, like, just a class on Mumble where we say, okay, here's how this works, and if you need to know how to use a capital ship, we're going to get together and do that. So I wish that I could have told you that we were going to do a capital training op tomorrow on CC, but CC is down. So we are working on that. We do understand that you guys have come back, and some of you are bumping your titans into walls or just being goony motherfuckers, which is fine. But we want to get you up to speed on the war stuff as fast as we can. Alrighty. So let me take some questions. We're in sort of an interesting position here where, again, the enemy has pivoted to focus on, like, North Aquarius, and we want them to be attacking us. They are being very slow about this entire thing, which is fine. That gives us the time to have blown the horn and get everybody up to speed and generally, like, fix our shit. Somebody's saying that CC is up now. Well, earlier when we were having a meeting, CC was down. So if CC is up and it's working, then maybe we'll be able to do it tomorrow. CC is the test server. That's Singularity. That's what we call it these days. Also, Goon Hero Award, the Aritzia's saga of moving from the fucking north is just hilarious if you haven't seen it yet. Somebody link that thread. It's good shit. One of the things that you guys are going to find out is that a lot of us old school Great War types are just a bunch of fucking maniacs at heart. So it is kind of interesting from a cultural perspective to get all of the gang from all of our generations back together. The sleepers are very much awakening. Should we still do mining or just focus on PvP fleets? So that's a really good question and something that I'm glad you brought up, Lucas, because this is a big change from back in the day in terms of how EVE Online used to work. So if you are a returning veteran and you haven't dealt with, like, FozzySov in any way and you don't know what we're talking about, CCP finally squared the circle in terms of, do you do PvP or do you do PvE? And I think this is something that's very good. Most PvE activities that you can engage in, mining, ratting, stuff like that, can benefit directly the whole war cost, right? So the more that you mine or you rat in a given system, the more the activity defense multiplier raises, which is basically how long it takes the bad guys to hack our shit. If you're confused about what hacking is, that's this Sov laser, Sov wand thing. The pubbies call it toasting, we call it hacking. So essentially, like, back in the day, there would be conflicts in these alliances where you would get to a point where people would say, well, the Care Bears aren't contributing. Well, CCP changed the game to make it such that you can just, like, if you are a pure PvE player, you no longer have to be, like, guilted about doing that, because what you are doing, if it's, you know, used in a useful way, can benefit us all. So it's not like a PvP versus PvE kind of conflict anymore, which is nice. What's with that Lenny guy from I1Disc that apparently got unbanned? Is he going to give Pappy more cheated disc? Well, no. I mean, CCP, like, I don't give a shit about that guy. Whatever, fuck him. Like, he doesn't have any disc to give any bad guys, and if he gives the bad guys disc, whatever, I don't give a shit. Fuck those losers. What's my favorite band / music genre? I don't really have, like, a list of favorites. It's not really how I roll. Alrighty, let me take some more questions. Also, I need to check my notes because, as usual, getting pings in various channels. So on this capital move up that we're about to do, this is not just for people who are in Puig. This is also for people who have capitals in 1DQ1. This is going to be a big fucking capital move up. And it's probably going to take a little bit. Yeah, like wherever your capitals are, not just 1DQ1, not just Puig, not just 35 TAC. Like this is the big pivot, boys and girls. We're going to get the gang together and put you in a place where you will be useful. And Brainlet, that's from back in the fucking day. All right, what the fuck is a PAP link? So if you're old, you don't really have to worry about it, right? Like, especially if you're like a WAF guy. I don't even think that in WAF we like even check for that because we're a bunch of like ancient weird EVE players. But basically, several years ago, I don't even know, time's a fucking blur. We started tracking participation on who would go on Strat Ops, and you would actually need to like click a link to do it. So it started, for some reason, I don't know why, participation turned into PAP. I think FCON was responsible. But anyway, they started calling it PAPs, and that became like an EVE slang for participation tracking. And what happens these days is that it's mostly automated. So as long as an FC like does a thing that you don't have to worry about, your contribution in fleets will be checked. None of you need to really worry your pretty little heads about that. As long as you're turning up on Strat Ops, it's going to be fine. But that is how we identify corporations that suck. We have an actual like suck metric compiled by dear old Atrum. And if you check the monthly fleet stats or just corp stats thread in the war room, you'll get an example of what all that shit is. All right, let me take some more questions here. Are subcap pilots going to be useful in this move up? No. I mean, we might have a cover fleet go up for it, but I don't think so. You don't have to worry about that. If you see subcap fleets pings go out, join them, right? But like normally the way that cap move ops work in the year of our Lord 2020 is you're going from Keepstar to Keepstar because we have tons of Keepstars because we are not pores. Fuck yeah, Wild Riders appears. All right, what else we got? Do we expect PanFam's op tempo to change given recent events? I don't fucking know. The reality is that we are dealing with a very different kind of enemy coalition. So for people who have come back and are just wondering who are the bad guys or whatever, it's all of them. Like, it's literally all of them. You know, I think that people might have thought when I sent the Horn of Gundor email that when I said 150,000 puppies that that was, you know, hyperbole. And I wish it was hyperbole, but if you look at the coalition, I think that there's a Pubby website which compiles all of the members of Pappy or whatever the fuck that shitshow calls themselves, and it is almost 150,000 pilots, and we're around about the 50,000 mark if you did that just for us. So like, we are literally outnumbered 3-1. They are literally 150,000 fucking like Pubby pilots. Again, their actual human numbers are less than that, but ridiculously outnumbered. Now, that means that there are a few different circumstances here. Like, if you're fighting just PanFam or if you're fighting just Legacy, like, they've got chains of command of some kind. You know, you can make jokes about Pro God Legend and stuff like that. But if we were fighting one coalition with a single chain of command, their moves would be a little bit easier to predict. One of the challenges that we have had throughout the course of this war, and if you've been wondering, like, if you've responded to the Horn of Gundor and you come back, and you're a little confused, like, hey, like, we're 2 months into this thing. I did not want to sound the Horn of Gundor until these motherfuckers were locked and loaded to a point where they have to attack Delph, right? Like, if we had sounded the horn and gotten a ton of people when they were still, like, chewing on Fountain, there might have been an opportunity for them to, like, wander off. Or also, it would have wasted the horn in a lot of ways because we, frankly, have been handling this pretty well for the last couple months. But now that they have finally committed to an invasion of Delph, it's the time. And also that locks them into it because they told everybody they were going to do it. Then we blew the horn. Now these motherfuckers have to come at us. I do expect some degree of hesitation from them. I expect a lot of internal, like, is this really a good idea? Because now they don't know how many dudes we have. They have no idea how many dudes we have. They can see in the fireside that we've got, well, actually, we're about to do a capital move up and that might scare the shit out of them. Actually, I think it might scare. Okay, this is never mind. I guess they're going to get an idea of some of how many dudes we have. But I would expect some, you know, confusion, some hesitation. But I mean, hopefully these motherfuckers will, you know, they're gonna have to put their super capitals on our Keepstars. And when that happens, it's fucking on. Like, we have been planning for weeks some of the stuff that we're doing. It's gonna go wrong. We're gonna fuck up. We're gonna lose Titans. We're gonna lose more Keepstars. There will be things that are going to be lost. But the big takeaway that I want everybody to understand, especially for those of you that have been fighting this for the last several months, those of you who did not respond to the horn, those of you who've been playing actively this entire time, I think that there has been an assumption, and it's a reasonable assumption, because during the casino war, we uprooted, we retreated. We saw that we could not stop them because they had this infinite cheetah disc, and that CCP was not going to ban the infinite cheetah disc while the war was still going. So we got our super fleet trapped in 93PI, and then we came back down to Delve, blah, blah, blah. So I think that for a lot of people, there has been a question of, like, how serious is this war? Because if you've been fighting this war for the last couple months, you're like, okay, there are a million pubbies, and they're kind of attacking us, but in many cases, they're also being kind of incompetent, and, like, is shit real? So now that I have blown the horn of fucking Gundor, which has never happened before in our history, some people have talked about, we used to call various things the horn of Gundor in the past, but, like, reaching out to all of our old players and saying, please come back, shit is real, we need you, we need help. We have never done that before. We are not retreating. There is, like, our exit strategy is NPC Delve and keep fighting. This is, as far as I'm concerned, I want you all to understand this, as far as I'm concerned, from where, you know, I live in Wisconsin these days, and, like, you know, if you're on the West Coast, the world's on fire, it looks like Blade Runner 2049, like, shit is fucking apocalyptic. And so my attitude towards this war is literally, like, fuck it. The world is coming to an end. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Shit is dark. 2020 sucks. Let's pull out all the stops, right? Like, I have no interest in preserving our assets. This is use it or lose it. That doesn't mean that we're going to throw our shit away stupidly, right? I'm not going to say, oh, well, it's, you know, it's the end of time, so let's just piss away sacrilege fleets. That's not how this shit works. But if you had any doubt about whether we are going to fight to the absolute last, or whether we were going to uproot like we did in the casino war, we've blown the fucking horn of Gundor. This is everything, like, we win this war or we lose all of our shit. And then we keep fighting. That's how this is going to go. Like, this is, there will be no evacuation except to NPC Delve to continue fighting. That is how this goes. They have literally backed us into a corner, and I know that they haven't made too many perfs and blurfs about this. It sounds weird that anybody in the year of our Lord 2020 would get up in front of an audience and say that their war goal is the literal eradication of Goonswarm from the game, because the last time some motherfucker did that, it didn't end up too well for them. But yet, Vili is out there. Vili keeps running his fucking mouth and saying this shit. They keep saying that they want to eradicate us. So, okay, bring it. They know where to find us. And now you guys know, now that you have seen me actually go through the effort of blowing the fucking, like, there was a ton of work went into making this happen. Like, our dev guys, holy shit. I nominate Kilgarth, that whole crew, like, they deserve fucking gold stars for being able to do the Horn of Gundor, because it is not easy to sound the horn. It's not just like, hey, you wrote something and you pressed a button. Like, that was a fucking process. And now it's going to be even more work because we need to train everybody up and get them up to speed. But, like, it's fucking Ragnarok. As far as I'm concerned, this is, like, the big one in EVE, and we are going to fight accordingly. So, if you are uninterested in fighting, like, you might have all of your shit blown up. Obviously, you're interested in fighting because you're here listening to me do a fireside chat. But, like, this isn't a scenario where we fight and things go badly, and then we're like, okay, well, we're gonna take our stuff back to NBC Delve now, and we're gonna pull up, like, stakes. Like, as long as goons are willing to fight down to the very last fucking Keepstar, we're gonna keep doing that. And if it's just XTDZ personally gunning citadels and me, like, herfing to, like, three people at the end of it, that's where we're going. Like, this is, this will not end in diplomacy. This only ends through violence. In the video game EVE Online, in case somebody is listening and say, oh, he says this ends in violence. In space violence in the video game, but this is not a kind of thing that is going to end through treaties. This is not going to end through metagaming, though there will be metagaming. I'm not going to say we're not going to do metagaming, because fuck these people. Of course we're going to metagame the shit out of them. We have been metagaming the shit out of them since before this war began. For people who are just joining us, I mentioned this a little bit in the horn, but we literally baited these motherfuckers into attacking us. We knew that they were going to do it eventually. We knew that they had a plan to have a plan. And by telling the world that they were going to do this and retreating from Cloud Ring and basically putting Fortress Delve into siege mode, they then had to attack us before they had chain of command set up, before they had goals set up, before they had figured this out. Because, of course, in a defensive war, time is always on the side of the defender. And I'm really glad that Billy wants to do this whole like slow play thing, because it's like, thanks, dude, drag this out. It's great. But basically, that's another reason why their attacks are hard to predict, and it seems a little bit weird, because all of these guys are attacking us because we uncovered their plan, we exposed it to the galaxy, we withdrew from Cloud Ring, and apparently, according to the puppies, we own Pure Blind. French Connection did own a bunch of stuff in Pure Blind, and French Connection was not at the time a member of the Imperium, but the fucking puppies accused them of being a part of the Imperium, and now we're delighted to have them in the Imperium. So, once again, thank you, Pappy, eat my ass. All right. I keep getting asked questions about who's my favorite Evangelion character, and they're all so fucked up. Certainly not Shinji. I haven't watched Evangelion since I was in like college, so that was like 1998, 1999, the Dark Ages. And yeah, actually, I saw that Silmarius is coming back, which is fucking badass as shit. For people that don't realize it, Silmarius back in the day was the TCF leader who offered us the couch in Declan. Like, we ended up in Declan because Silmarius and TCF are awesome and took care of us in our time of need, like they do. Thoughts on the fires in the West? Global warming sucks. Try not to die. I think that is basically it. I'm going to take another. INN is in fact recruiting. If you want to hear some blurfs and write some words or stream for us, please go ahead and link the INN is recruiting link. It's on the sidebar on the INN main site. That is the multi-dollar media empire. For those of you who are back and confused, that used to be the Mitanni.com. We renamed it Imperium News. All right, let's see what we got here. Any plans to have earlier stuff for Euros? Yeah, okay, so yesterday was kind of anomalous. I know that we have a ton of Euros who have come back, and obviously we're about to do a Euro Prime capital move up. Yesterday, we stood down early because they wanted us to fight them in the very, very north tip of Aquarius, which is a dumb idea. And there was... Euros were like, hey, you sounded the horn, where are the fucking ops? Yesterday was anomalous. That is annoying that we sounded the horn, and like yesterday we didn't really have too much going on in Euro Prime. But that is, if you played today, you saw that there was a lot of fucking ops, and Boat killed Piggles, and it was kind of hilarious. Euro Prime is our, like, Euro Time is like our main time zone these days, right? Like in terms of the number of dudes and the most activity. And it's also the main time zone for most of our enemies. So, like, one of the reasons why, yeah, so like yesterday was just really weird, guys. Don't worry about it. Like, normally speaking, there's just tons of shit in Euro Time as well. We have a real, like, 24, like, this thing has turned into, like, if you haven't been around in several years, like, this thing has sort of morphed into, like, almost like a state actor on the internet. Like, we have the scale of the thing. And even speaking as the leader of the thing, the scale of the whole thing is just really kind of frightening and amazing. So we have now sort of transformed into a real like 24-hour organization. So it's not like there's a time zone where nothing happens. There are time zones that are quieter, than others, but, you know, generally speaking, shit is popping off all the time. There's always something useful to do. Even if the enemies aren't doing something in a main time zone, if you are in an off time zone, usually there's going to be like a Rorqual ADM op. Could we get a link to the Locust SIG? So another thing is that if you want to make money during this and you have a Rorqual, you can go on these Locust fleets that have been going on and both raise our ADMs very fast, because Rorquals are great at raising ADMs fast, and you can get space rich while doing it. So that's pretty cool. When is the scope going to cover this war? Presumably whenever Raggy decides to make a video. Holy shit, Acidon Dragonic. Welcome back, dude. Fuck yeah. Good question. Are the Fremen still a thing or a useful thing? You can always go off and solo hack shit. We've got a bunch of people who have been doing solo hacking. We also have an organized hacking group called GSFOE, and if we get a link to GSFOE in Elysium, I'd appreciate it. Congratulations on your bingo. Esteban is responsible for like naming a bunch of our doctrines when we would like name doctrines in Elysium, and I'd be like, hey, like, you know, what do we call this thing? And like three or four different contests, like this motherfucker ended up like coming up with like the clever gimmick for whatever we were doing. I don't remember what they were, but I remember that he was the guy. Okay. I am having fun sitting here and running my mouth and talking to an audience of 1,000-odd people, but I would really prefer instead if I shut the fuck up, got ready for the meta show, which will get started in about 22 minutes. We're going to have like a, or what? Yeah, that's about right, 22 minutes. Top of the hour. We're going to have a fireside-style meta show, so it's going to be a little bit more casual. The main thing is getting all of our capitals, and again, guys, if they're in 1DQ1, if they're in Puig, if they're in 35, if you have capital ships and super capital ships, we are about to move them at the end of the fireside. So get ready with bells on, because shit's about to happen. All right, motherfuckers, let's do it. This war is ours to lose right now. Like, we are, again, like I said, we're going to lose some stuff in the process, but we're in a pretty good position. I am extremely confident about that, especially seeing the response to the horn. If you are old school and you like what you see here, please do reach out to your other friends. But if we are doing a bad job of leading this thing, if we are doing a shitty job of providing an environment for our people to have fun, then, you know, vote your conscience, right? Like, if you like what you see here, reach out to your friends and let them know you're having fun. If you're not having fun, we're doing it wrong. Thank you for coming. We do these firesides every Saturday, and we are now about to fire up this fucking move up. So let's get to work, guys. There are pubbies to put the boot in.